Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about a wrap-up of the 2015 4-H Horse Shows. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. So, Dean, the summer months are always a busy time for 4-H'ers in Mississippi who participate in the 4-H Horse Project. Tell me about these opportunities that youth have to participate in this project area.
Well, Amy, usually after the winter months end, there are lots of opportunities for 4-H youth to get involved with the Horse Project, whether it's a 4-H sanctioned event or not. There are always lots of shows that take place throughout the spring heading into the summer, whether it's just a little county jackpot shows or even larger breed shows. In Mississippi, there's also opportunities for youth to get involved through our 4-H district horse shows to be able to qualify to ride horses at our state 4-H horse show.
All right, so the 2015 Mississippi 4-H Horse Championship recently concluded. Talk about the educational contest that took place during the week.
Yeah, a lot of people think when we have a horse show that it's just strictly a horse show, kids riding horses, and that's not necessarily the truth. We have lots of educational opportunities for youth to get involved in, whether they own a horse or not. Some of the contests that are offered every year include a horse quiz bowl, a horse judging competition, a hippology contest, and then we have several demonstration contests, either where a youth can compete as an individual or as a team of two, and a horse public speaking contest. We also have a variety of other types of events that take place, including a horse art and a photography contest, and those are very popular contests. So we offer a lot of opportunities for youth to be able to put into practice the things that they've learned through their horse project.
All right, and at the 2015 State Horse Show, there were 107 classes offered. Tell me about the opportunities 4-H'ers had to compete at the horse show.
Yeah, over the course of about 3.5 days, we offer about 107 classes for Mississippi youth to compete in. And just to kind of give a general idea of what these include, we have hunter top classes, where we have English classes that are on the ground, as well as over fences classes. We have a series of cattle and goat classes that we offer. We have a lot of western top classes. Speed is always a big thing with our barrel races, our stake race, and pole bending. And we also have a large state for gated horses, our non-trotting horses. So we've got a variety of classes, and even classes for miniature horses and youth that have special needs.
All right, that sounds really exciting. Now, Mississippi is one of the 13 states that are part of the Southern Regional 4-H Horse Championship. Describe how Mississippi 4-H'ers and their horses fared against other competition at this show.
Yeah, Mississippi youth sent over about 60 horses to Perry, Georgia, to the Regional Horse Show. While I haven't had time to go through all of the results yet, we did have youth that won a variety of first place entries with their horses, whether these were halter classes or a variety of other types of classes. I do know that Hunter Garrett from Lee County won the High Point non-trotting division, so that was quite an accomplishment for Hunter with his gated horse. We did have lots of kids that placed in the top 10 in a variety of classes, and we'll be sure to summarize those in our upcoming newsletters and post those online.
Yes, and it takes a lot of dedicated people to make the Mississippi 4-H Horse Championship a success each year. Is there something you'd like to say to the extension agents and volunteers who worked at the show?
Sure, it takes a lot of dedication and time to plan and coordinate and pull off these horse shows. And even it takes a lot of time at home, whether it's a parent, extension agent, or a volunteer working with the youth to prepare either their horse or the youth for educational contests. So just a big thank you to all of those who take the time out of their busy schedule to work with our 4-H youth.
Yes, that's very true. Now, if people want to learn more about the Mississippi 4-H Horse Program, where can they go?
If you get on the internet, you can go to msucares.com, select the link for livestock and then youth livestock, and there you'll find several links to information about our 4-H horse program.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.